Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty. Today we play new music by Malaysian singer and songwriter Zia V. We also answer a question about the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. But first, we have a report about a business that specializes in caring for animals. Just a walking bird dog. Americans love their pets a lot, especially their cats and dogs. In fact, many Americans consider pets to be as much a part of their family as human family members. So says a 2009 report from the Associated Press and the PetSide.com website. 50% of pet owners questioned said they considered their pets to be full members of the family. And 43% admitted to feeding the animals people food. After all, a dog is said to be man's best friend. But what happens when a pet owner has to go away? Jim Tedder has more about a business that cares for pets.
Satif Atishbergi is with Old Town Pet Resort in Springfield, Virginia. This well-to-do hotel for animals has become popular among the Washington area's pet owners. Ms. Atishbergi is herself a pet owner. She says her dog is very much a part of her family. And she says she too has been guilty of what some might call puppy love.
I treat my dog as if she were my own kid. I take her to day camp, I buy her clothes, I get her nails done.
The American Pet Products Association says pet ownership in the United States has reached an all-time high. Nearly 73 million homes have at least one pet. That includes about 86 million cats and more than 78 million dogs. America's pet industry has grown a lot since the Old Town Pet Resort first opened 10 years ago. Ms. Atishbergi says she has seen a big change in the way people treat their pets.
Several years ago, a dog was just that. It was a dog. It was kept outside in its little doghouse out in the backyard and would come inside every so often, and you would walk it and the kids would go out and play with it. I don't think dogs are considered just dogs anymore. I think they're considered part of the family or an extension of the family. And because of that, I think the industry will continue to grow at a rapid pace.
Spending levels for pets are expected to reach an all-time high this year. The American Pet Products Association estimates that Americans will spend more than $50 billion. Most of the money, nearly $34 billion, will be for pet food and medical care. A large amount will also be spent on things like boarding and grooming services. These are services that Old Town Pet Resort offers. Its doggy day camp has become very popular among pet owners who refuse to leave their pets home alone. Dogs and cats can come for a day or stay for the night. And there are many different activities and services to choose from. Ms. Atishbergi says the center seeks to provide pets with the same kind of care they receive at home. This can include unusual requests.
Some dogs like to be tucked in at night before they go to sleep. Some dogs like to be read to. We have had some owners who have brought in, you know, when they were gone for Thanksgiving, they brought in turkeys and said, I want my dog to enjoy Thanksgiving. Please cook this and feed this to him.
The pet hotel has 500 suites or rooms for dogs and cats. Prices are based on the size of the room and the number of services chosen. A plan called the Classic Choice includes a room that is nearly 2 square meters big. It also includes 3 walks a day. The 5-star option includes 4 daily walks and 2 play dates. The suite is a little more than 4 square meters and comes with or without a window. There is also a webcam so that owners can see their pets while they are separated. Naturally, no visit to the Old Town Pet Resort would be complete without a wash and a haircut. Pets can even have their nails done. Ms. Attishbergy says Old Town has serviced more than 20,000 pets since it first opened. Her business has been so successful that it is planning to open a 2nd pet resort in Sterling, Virginia. There is already a waiting list for the new location.
Our question this week comes from China. Dion loves the sport of tennis and wants to know more about the United States Open. The U.S. Open is the 4th and final event of the 4 major tennis competitions. The other 3 are the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon in Britain. A player who wins all 4 events in 1 season is said to have captured the Grand Slam. The U.S. Open is held every year over a 2-week period in late August and early September. This year, play began on Monday. There are 5 main events: the men's and women's singles, the men's and women's doubles, and mixed doubles. There are also events for young tennis players and players in wheelchairs. The U.S. Open takes place on the hard courts of the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. That is in the Queens area of New York City. In 2006, the United States Tennis Association named the Tennis Center in honor of tennis champion and activist Billie Jean King. The largest stadium was named after another tennis champion, Arthur Ashe. He won the 1st-ever U.S. Open in 1968. Before that year, the United States had 5 separate tennis championships. Arthur Ashe was also the 1st African-American to win the men's singles competition at a Grand Slam event. This year, tennis players in the main events will compete for over $22 million in prize money. As play began, the top women are Danish national Caroline Wozniacki, Vera Zvonareva, and Maria Sharapova, both of Russia. The top men are Novak Djokovic of Serbia, Spain's Rafael Nadal, and Roger Federer of Switzerland. ZRV is a 25-year-old singer and songwriter from Malaysia. Her music career took off unexpectedly several years ago, thanks to a video she published on the internet. Now, she lives in New York City. ZRV recently released her 2nd album, Ghostbird. The soft sound of her voice and ukulele playing give her songs a dreamy effect. Shirley Griffith has more.
4 years ago, ZRV was living in Kuala Lumpur. A former art student, she decided to publish a video of her 1st musical performance. She continued to publish videos of her songs, and soon they became very popular on YouTube. One video caught the attention of other performers and music industry experts. Soon, ZRV was offered a record deal in the United States. Her 1st album, ZRV, came out in 2009. Here is the song, Swell Window, from her second album, Ghost Bird.
Like a swell window, I'll wait for you. Right the moment till I catch you again. Till I catch you again.
V says she wrote half of the songs on her new album last summer in the kitchen of her home in Brooklyn. The other half she wrote while visiting the Everglades in southern Florida. Here is the song Sibo Kita Nangis, or Don't You Cry, which she sings in her native language.
Oh, sayang. Sibuk kita nangis, mulut urang, kadang-kadang jahit. Oh sayang, jangan ambil hati, tok kelak akan pergi, si lama lagi. Kisah ribut kah guntur kah kilat kah, kami akan di sebelah kita. Mungkin tak perlu kami. Oh sayang, mudah kita nangis.
Z.R.V. plays two instruments, the guitar and the ukulele. She says she is glad to see that the ukulele is gaining popularity. For example, musician Eddie Vedder recently released an album where he sings and plays the ukulele. Ms. Z.R.V. says the ukulele is her favorite instrument because of her small hands and size. We leave you with Concrete Wall.
You say I'm unresponsive, and here you are talking over me. You make me want to throw this shoe right through that concrete wall. Maybe you should pack your things. If it's that dreadful, then just leave it all.
I'm Bob Doty. Our program was written by June Sims and Dana Dimanche, who was also our producer. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com. Or click on the Contact Us link at voaspecialenglish.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Don't need for you to tell me what is wrong in all I say or do. Please don't try to throw this shoe right through that concrete wall. Maybe you should pack your things. If it's that dreadful, then just leave it all. Boom, she clack, clack, boom, she clack, clack, boom, she clack, clack, boom, she clack, clack.